I'm going to be telling you about a special report on how to get out of a ticket. I got so close to the point thing to get your license suspended that I basically just said, I'm not driving anywhere for a month just to, you know, just to try to make my odds better of not losing my driving privileges.
That's when you get a driver's license and your baby name.
So it's been, so I haven't had a ticket in a year and a half. It's like the longest I've ever gone without having a ticket. And I finally got one on Friday night and I deserved it. Okay. But, so I'm looking for ways to get out of this thing. You know, I've already got the ticket. I've already gotten it. And now it's about fighting it in court or whatever. So I'm Googling like how to get out of a ticket after you already got one. And have you ever seen these ads to download special reports?
Yep.
Now, the one I've seen in the past, they usually have these provocative headlines like how to make every woman want to strip for you in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Or how to pick up the hottest girl in the bar.
Yeah.
Or how to get your ex back in 30 days, guaranteed.
Nah.
And then they charge your credit card for you to download this PDF file that's kind of like a book, and it tells you everything that you need. And it's not a book because it's not long enough to be a book, and it costs way more than a book. Like, these things start at like $25 for these special reports.
Okay.
So after I got the ticket on Friday night, I start researching how to beat a traffic ticket, and this ad came up, and it got me because it said 100% money-back guarantee that these tips will get your ticket dismissed before it ever goes to court.
How do you do this?
I like
that. Well, before I spent $25... I put a good 3 minutes into thinking how that could be, and I couldn't come up with it. So I bought it.
Okay.
Yeah. So you guys are going to reap the benefits of my $25 purchase.
All right. Okay.
The guy who wrote this is a lawyer who claims to have personally gotten 30 speeding tickets in the last 15 years of driving. Not one has ever gone on his driving record.
Well played, gentlemen.
Yeah. His whole strategy is based on the theory that with police and the court system, you're still dealing with human beings who have hearts and minds just like yours. Appeal to them like that, and you'll be amazed by the results.
I tried.
Like, you get more with honey than you do with flypaper.
So call the cop a honey?
So we're gonna
that didn't work for Mel Gibson.
We're going to break this up into two parts.
Okay.
The first part, the best way to get out of a ticket is to never get one. So if you've been pulled over, your best chance is right then to get out.
Yeah.
So here is what he says to do. One, get your attitude right. Fighting with a police officer never increases your chance of leniency.
Never.
If he walks up and goes, I have you clocked doing 82 and a 60, you're like, no way.
That ain't gonna work.
That's wrong.
Don't battle.
I didn't go over 60. Yeah, that's not going to work. Okay?
Well, just referring to your most recent incident, how was your initial interaction with the officer?
As it always is. I am so sickeningly, sweeteningly polite.
You didn't say, you're wrong, I wasn't.
I did everything on this list.
You didn't disagree with the radar?
Never.
What do you do when the cop thinks you're a drug dealer because you're driving to work at 4:30 in the morning?
Yeah, well, this wasn't. This was,
Okay.
Sure.
You want him to like you, the cop. So everything you do should be to reach that goal.
So did you give him a free Kid Craddock in the Morning t-shirt?
No, he didn't know who I was. Get your attitude right.
Okay.
Two, turn off your car when you get pulled over. Turn the motor off. That tells the cop you're not going to pull away.
Right. Okay. Makes sense.
Turn the interior lights of your car on, every one of them, if it's nighttime. Turn all the lights on.
What if you're hiding things?
Hide them and then turn it on, Jenna. Duh.
This seems silly, but place your hands at 10 and 2 on the steering wheel and leave them there. Take off your sunglasses. Mm-hmm. Take off your hat if you're wearing one. Some people even say that you should put your keys on the roof of your car as a sign that you're totally submissive.
Well, that sort of shows that you've been here, done this before, and you know the rodeo.
Yeah.
You know?
Or
I wouldn't know to do that.
Or that you have a cop as a relative who told you this. That could be, right?
All right.
Or what if it's one of those fake cops we give warnings about, and then your keys are on the roof of your car.
Then you're done.
The whole point of this is to take any unnecessary tension out of the encounter. You want the officer to be comfortable. Imagine the types of people that they pull over on a daily basis.
I get that.
Be the opposite of what they're most afraid of. That's good, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, next. Many officers will never speak to you until they're done with the basics. Officers are very linear. They're like military. So you don't try to jump in and change the plan.
Well, there's procedures, you know?
They say it's a litmus test for drunk drivers. I mean, a litmus test for jerk drivers if you don't let them finish. So while he's going, can I see your license and registration or proof of insurance? Don't go, I'm sorry, but I don't think I was speeding. Do you see what happened? Don't do it then. Let him go back to his car and run your license and all that stuff.
He goes back there. When he goes back there, he's writing a ticket.
Exactly.
So you need to get whatever. Well, I'm not going to disagree with you.
All right. Then after he's looked at the stuff,
yeah.
Okay, before he goes back, if you know you broke the law, you should admit it over and over and tell the officer that he was completely right for pulling you over.
Pander.
Honest officers will admit there's a lot of pride in what they do. And if you can satisfy their pride, because, you know, most people go, no,
sure,
I didn't.
Sure.
So if you're the one going, I'm so sorry, they may not feel like punishing you any further. The better you make the officer feel, the more likely he's going to let you go.
Okay.
Next up, this is where it gets a little dicey.
Okay.
Ask to see the radar. Now, this is assuming you've built a little rapport with the guy. You're not confrontational. You're just saying, is it legal for me to take a look at the radar? Because I can't believe I was going that fast.
May I see it, please, sir?
This is after admitting you're guilty?
Yeah, you got to admit you're guilty.
And then ask to see the radar?
Yeah.
It depends on how guilty. You're saying you're speeding. You aren't saying you're speeding that fast. Now you get it down. I was only speeding 8 miles. It's easier to take that down to know I wasn't speeding. So you go back there if he lets you. If he doesn't, you say, okay, no problem. You might ask him, do you keep records of the last time your radar was calibrated?
Now, see, now you're getting...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And where were you exactly when you clocked my speed? And were you moving or sitting still?
Were you eating
a donut? Don't be argumentative. Don't be sarcastic. You're just asking questions like, and how did this happen? Like, you were over here and, okay, I see. All right, cool. Next up, plead your case to the officer. Once you've gone over some basics with the officer and impressed him with how cooperative you're going to be, ask for mercy. Make it sincere. Let the officer know that it's a big deal to you. Resist all urges to fight and get angry and simply beg as much as your dignity will allow. Important, don't lie. Don't make up a bogus excuse. You'll lose his trust. He's heard everything.
Well, unless you sell it well.
Okay. Number
really? If you're a good actor and you can sell it.
Now, let's say none of that works. He's like, well, I'm going to go back and write you a ticket.
Okay.
Follow him.
No, don't follow him. Don't follow him.
Okay. Take off.
Once that happens and he's going to write you a ticket, you're going to change your strategy completely. Your first goal was to get him to like you. Now your goal is to get him to forget you and never remember you in a court. Okay?
Oh.
So don't do anything at that point. Hopefully you will see him in court months later. And if you're lucky, he will have forgotten everything that happened.
So grow a mustache.
In court, the less the officer remembers, the better. Usually, officers only remember you if they don't like you because of the way you acted when they pulled you over.
I get that, yeah.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And a lot of times, if you get continuances and delays,
they don't show up.
The cop will retire or be transferred.
He'll retire. You have to wait him out for 30 years.
Hey, if he's old, you know. So, what if you've gotten a ticket but you still want to get out? So, let's say you've got the ticket in your hand and you got 2 weeks to figure out what to do. 10 days, 2 weeks, whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know what he says to do?
What?
You ready for this?
Ready.
Call the police officer who wrote you the ticket at work.
Huh?
Call him at work and ask politely if you can arrange a time to meet with him and talk about the ticket he gave you.
What? Oh, come on.
What?
Who's going to want to meet up?
Did you even know that was okay to do that?
No, it's not okay.
No, it is okay.
That sounds like you're going to try to bribe him.
As public servants,
or like harm him,
they feel obligated to meet with citizens that have been accused of something. And so he likely will sit down with you, according to this guy.
This guy's living in la-la land.
Well, Kelly, I mean, a lot of police officers, I've seen this on Law & Order, they do carry business cards. And if they'll say, hey, give me a call if you have any info on this matter or whatever.
Yeah, but they're not going to go meet you out at a restaurant for lunch. They might say, come down to the police station and we'll discuss
lunch.
It.
He didn't say lunch. He said, can we find a time to meet? That's what he said.
Well, that's implying outside of the police station.
I don't get that implication at all. He said, can we find a time to meet up and talk about the ticket?
Okay, then what?
Like over a few shots before we both go drive home?
I don't know.
Sting.
I mean, did you know? I didn't know that officer has the freedom whenever he wants, from the day he writes the ticket till the day that ticket is settled in court or elsewhere, he has the freedom and the right to tear it up.
Well, see, that's news to me.
Yeah.
Because I had an incident where a girl wrote me a ticket because I was going through a school zone. I slowed down too late. I was like 5 miles above the speed limit. And she said, I'm sorry, I can do nothing about it once the ticket is written.
Yeah, not true, apparently.
Well, so she lied to me.
I thought it was once they turn it in. Mm-hmm. Once they turn it in, but sometimes they don't do that until like the end of the week.
I'm just telling you what the guy said. And he said that he has done this 20 times. And all 20 times the officer met with him
And how did he convince them to tear up that ticket?
They didn't always. He said about 12 out of the 20 tore up the ticket.
Okay.
The other 8 he got out of later in a different way in court.
Okay, well, what did he say during that conversation to convince him not to go through with it?
Well, he said, what you don't want to do is go to the meeting and just go, hey, will you let me out of this ticket? He said, you better have a story or some reason to motivate the officer to let you out.
Like money?
Explain the hardship this ticket will cause you. Explain how you've seen the light and you're never going to break the law again. Thank him for giving you a very pleasant ticket experience, that he was nice about it, right?
Let
him know how much you appreciate how civil and polite he was to you. Show him that you understand that he has a difficult and dangerous job. Relate a story about a personal relationship that you have with someone in law enforcement. If you can say, yeah, my dad was a cop in the Army, or my uncle got the Medal of Valor from the Boston Police Department, so I know what it's like to be you. They really respect that. And then maybe at the end of it, because you've broken through and changed that relationship a little bit, now you're a friend, and it'll be like, next time, and just tear it up and let it go.
Tell me the truth, dog. How are you feeling about this $25 that you spent?
I haven't tried this yet. The more the officer can identify with you, the more likely he is to want to show you mercy. He is the gatekeeper to your freedom, and you should treat him that way. Compliment him, beg for mercy, cry if you have to. But remember, the officer has full authority to drop your ticket. So that's the first thing he says to
you. So when are you going on a date with your cop?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, I think he'd think I was like soliciting him for prostitution. Then I'd really get arrested.
Cop date.
You do it at the police station. You just want to talk to him for a minute. Now, if the police officer will not meet with you, I'm too busy or
I'm thinking this is the more likely scenario. Okay. Let's go with scenario B.
Actually, that's a really good sign if he will not meet with you. Because that means he might be nervous about your case standing up in court.
Or maybe he's just like, I don't have time for this nonsense. You're going to pay your debt to society, pay your ticket, and leave me alone. I got to catch some criminals.
Hey, you didn't write the report. He did. So, the next thing you do if he won't meet with you is write him a letter.
Oh, my gosh.
And plead your
really?
Case in the nicest, most polite way possible. Say all the things you would have said in the meeting. The lawyer who wrote this report said, several times I've had the cop turn me down for a meeting and then call me after he got my letter. And almost every time, he tore up the ticket. He just wanted to know how I really cared and that I was remorseful and that it won't happen again.
Okay.
Now, if that doesn't work, he gets even more bold.
I guess it makes sense.
After that, he says, go ahead and schedule your court date, get a judge assigned and a prosecutor assigned, and then go meet with them. Go down to the courthouse and say, hey, I'd like to spend a couple of minutes with Judge Thompson, if he's available. And walk in and say, I got this ticket, I'm guilty, and I have these hardships, and it's going to kill my insurance, and I'm trying to pay my way through college. If there's any way you can let me out of this and have it not go on my driving record, that'd be amazing. And he said that's worked for him, too, multiple times.
Why wouldn't you just do the defensive driving course? It takes less effort.
He says, don't be afraid to talk to public officials face to face. They are our employees, and they actually think of it that way outside of the pulled over experience. There, they've got the power.
Right.
But when you walk into the police station, you're just another citizen just like them. And if you want to have a civil conversation with them about the ticket, here's a question. What harm can it do? It can do no harm. And if he lets you out, you just saved yourself not only the money for the ticket, but probably thousands of dollars over your lifetime in saved insurance premiums.
Mm. Yeah. I can see it happening. I just can't see a police officer saying, sure, I'll meet you at Burger King or whatever.
Can I come down and meet you at the police station?
This guy's a lawyer, though, so he has connections to the legal field, you know?
Yeah, he's a lawyer. He knows what he's talking about.
That's why he's selling this for $25.
Now, usually, would most people, when you get a ticket, your primary concern is keeping it off your insurance?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so many times, the county clerk has the authority to let you go to driving school or just pay the fine and do something called deferred adjudication.
Yeah.
Which means if you don't get another ticket in 90 days, this one never exists.
Just do that. Yeah.
Sometimes they give you probation for like 24 hours.
So that's why you want to meet with the county clerk too, or call the county clerk and talk to him, or write a letter. Now, yesterday, I called the county clerk for the ticket that I have. And I said, I'll take this to court if I have to, because I really want to keep this off my driving record. She said, are there extenuating circumstances? I said, no, there's not. I was just driving way too fast, but I really want to keep it off my record. I'm very remorseful, and it's made me a safer driver now. She said, send in the fine. We'll give you deferred adjudication, and if you don't get a ticket in 90 days, it's gone.
Perfect.
So you didn't take the cop to lunch or bribe the judge first?
Didn't have to that time.
But you still had to pay.
Yeah, I had to pay the ticket, which was a whopping $100.
So
big deal.
So that was admitting guilt.
Yeah, I did. Nolo contendere is what I is what
no
I
contest.
Mean. Yeah.
Oh, shout out.
In conclusion, this lawyer who wrote this $25 report on how to get out of a ticket said this. This stuff is not rocket science. You're just dealing with people and trying to get them to see things your way. You have nothing to lose, and it's a fun way to participate in the very government process in which you live.
Fun in government.
I encourage all of you to employ all these steps in a friendly, civil way. Forget everything you know about courtroom and lawyers and cops, and go in there as a human being. It's your right, and it actually can be fun and exciting. And I'll tell you, after I got off the phone with that county clerk yesterday, it was fun and exciting to know that my insurance isn't going up.
Yay.
There you go.
Did the last line of the report say, and I got your $25, biatch?